This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working and helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, and why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check us out on our website, the Captain's America. ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I got to ask a question. What in the hell is going on in Georgia? There's something really bad wrong in that state.
There is. There absolutely is. And I would argue whatever is going on in Georgia, which I do have some interesting tips on, it's much worse in Pennsylvania. So just for perspective.
Okay.
I'm very concerned. I spent probably 5 or 6 hours on all things Georgia yesterday, having to deal with some election voting systems and people, in the whole Georgia orbit yesterday. I'm really very worried about who this governor is.
Kemp.
Well, I know who he is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to say is who he really is. There's something. I don't like to use the word, but I don't know about another word to use it, but the word is shady. So let me put out a couple of reasons why. First, we have this, consent decree.
Uh-huh.
And this consent decree, as I see it, based on Lynn Wood's lawsuit, they're putting this consent decree between Stacey Abrams and Raffensperger, the Secretary of State for Georgia.
Right.
Actually, it was the Secretary of State and Mark Elias. Now, who's Mark Elias? You remember him?
Yeah, he was the attorney for, Clinton?
Well, and Obama and the
mm-hmm.
DNC.
But yep.
Bigger. He's with Perkins Coie that mm-hmm. hired Fusion GPS. And so he worked the state of Georgia and Arizona. So let's not forget Arizona in the whole mix. However, this consent decree says, due to the COVID-19 and the volume of mail-in ballots, you do not have to time and date stamp the envelope of the ballot, and you don't have to check the signature.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was the consent decree, okay? Which is in violation of Georgia law.
Sure.
So Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, did not have the authorization to suspend that part of the law. That is the basis of Lynn Wood's lawsuit in the state of Georgia. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So where was Brian Kemp and all that? Just on that one. The second thing is that in 2019, the state of Georgia had awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems to replace their existing voting machines, and it's supposed to have a verified paper ballot. Well, it apparently ballot system, like a receipt kind of thing.
Right.
Didn't so much have that. The Dominion lobbyist by the name of Jared Thomas had been a longtime political and campaign aide to who? Governor Kemp.
Hmm.
A Dominion lobbyist. Now, he had also previously served the Secretary of State, and another lobbyist by the name of Barry Herron had worked on the Diebold election system, which had originally sold Georgia its electronic voting machines.
Yep.
Now, there were many, many, many malfunctions in Georgia in November 2018, which is the midterms.
Uh-huh.
And there was even a lawsuit filed that was aimed at overhauling the state's election system. So we've got some issues here that were in Georgia that really were never cleaned up. It kind of made things as bad or worse. They did a lot of testing on the systems, and they still had some major flaws. Now, it gets even more interesting because the Department of Homeland Security has a cyber division called CISA. And I get their emails every day. CISA stands for Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Well, they had issued a statement saying that the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. Well, it was secure from external influence or interference by Russia or Iran.
All right, hold that thought, and we'll continue that on the other side of the break. And folks, don't go anywhere. We're talking about Georgia, talking about the governor, talking about something really bad wrong up there. And you folks in Atlanta, pay attention. Some of you may know it, some of you may not. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him, like, a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Had a chat with Mike Gallagher yesterday. We were talking about Sidney Powell, the very Sidney Powell that Denise and I have been talking about. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they've got over there. They are a wellness products company. And you can use the code RESULT, the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save yourself 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Now, take a look at all the things they have over there, but what I take over there that works for me are the fruits and veggie capsules. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, which I'm not, then Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies is the deal for you. And it works. It flat out works. So again, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your Balance of Nature order. And they've also got a phone number for you. That number is 800-246-8751, where you'll get a chance to speak to a health coach. 800-246-8751. Speak with a health coach, balanceofnature.com, and tell me Captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and you're talking about Georgia, and we were talking about this governor.
Yeah. Well, no, where I had kind of moved on to CISA, which is the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, that put out a statement that had said that the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. Well, it was secure from a standpoint of you didn't have, at least we haven't been able to prove it yet or we don't know about it, but we didn't have any kind of cyber interference from the Chinas or the Russias or the North Koreas or the Irans.
Right.
As compared to 2016, that may in fact be true. However, as part of that, when they make a statement like that, they use, you know, corporations, cyber corporations inside and outside government to make that statement. Well, guess who was part of that statement? Dominion.
Wow.
And they, yeah. So, they've ingratiated, Dominion worked hard with their lobby operations to ingratiate themselves with the federal government, all the while ignoring what was going on at the state level. Okay, so we have not only Dominion, but we also have the matter of Smartmatic, which is software.
Yep.
And this came from some developers from Venezuela.
Yep.
Okay, so I put out a tip sheet. It's kind of a long one, but it's not. But it will help your listeners with some clues that they may go down, and some facts and whatnot. So it's a very complicated thing, especially when a condition when it has to deal with Georgia. But whatever we're talking about in Georgia, you need to look at these other states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stacey Abrams, when she had put out her manifesto for Georgia in 2018, she listed 15 states in there. Well, in the 15 states that she listed, that they were, the Democrats were most concerned about, 6 of them happened to be the very states that had Dominion, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Are the ones that have Dominion, which are Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin. There's no such thing as folds together, right? A coincidence.
Uh-huh.
No such, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, the point of this discussion is that we are hardly finished with any of this. And I would be watching the Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell carefully. I hope they have what they say they have.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you this. The sake of the nation is sitting on this.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yeah, and our voting, we can't have confidence in our voting anymore.
No.
So this is taken care of.
The sake of the nation is resting on this. If you look at the people that Biden is bringing into his team and what it portends for his administration, the sake of the nation is really resting on the shoulders of Giuliani and Sidney Powell and that whole legal team. It's really a terrifying condition. Least of which is the Great Reset.
Now, I got a question here from James, and James is in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to us on our affiliate there. Thank you very much. He says, where's Attorney General Barr on all this? We keep hearing about referrals being given to the DOJ, but we aren't hearing anything.
The referrals that are given to the DOJ are being here. Remember, he did authorize the FBI, which is under his control,
yep,
to investigate them. So they are, in fact, doing that. But remember, too, the federal government does not have dominion, and I hate to almost use that word in this case, but they don't have authority over what happens at the state level. Okay? So
right.
They can't go in there and order a governor or order a secretary of state to do A, B, C, or D.
Right.
A federal government can't do that. But the FBI can take these referrals and go investigate them. Lou Dobbs, last night or yesterday afternoon, did confirm that the FBI is, in fact, doing that. Now, I know that we, have some issues with the FBI, but the field guys are doing some great work. And I hope in this case that they do come up with some goods.
Okay, well, I'm with you on that one. By the way, do as I say, not as I do. Apparently, California lawmakers escaped over to Hawaii for a getaway amongst the...
On COVID.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. So there's a whole bunch of them that are over there having a good time on the beach. I saw some of the ladies they had with them, and I'm thinking to myself, gee, those look like their wives. Some of those guys were pretty old. Just saying.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Now, Tucker Carlson has talked about the Great Reset. Have you heard that terminology?
I did. I just did an interview last Friday on the very thing for 30 minutes, yes.
Okay, and I've had a couple of people ask me about the Great Reset tonight.
It should be the most terrifying thing that we've ever heard outside of negating our entire political presidential election, but go ahead.
Well, I've got a question here. I've had a couple of people call me tonight, and I have talked about this earlier, but not in any detail. So Tucker is talking about how the elites want the COVID-19 lockdowns to usher in a Great Reset that would terrify everybody all across the country.
Well, the pandemic led to the ease of forcing the Great Reset, not just on the United States, but on the world. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they had talked about at Davos, the World Economic Forum. These world leaders are all in full agreement, cooperation, conspiracy, and collusion for the Great Reset. Now, what is that? Whatever you know about the Green New Deal, it's very small as compared to the Great Reset. The Great Reset is a worldwide rewriting of the global economy, of which we will certainly be a part of. We wouldn't under Trump, we will under Biden. And this will control virtually every part of your life. It will control gasoline, it will control transportation, it will control power in your house, it will control how you power. It will control schools, types of education. It will control health care, medicines, all of these things.
All right, to be continued. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and we'll get into more discussions about that with, I'll mention it to Chris Markowski, see what he has to say, because it's interesting to hear the different take from everybody tonight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Iota has made landfall in Central America as a Category 4 storm. Iota made landfall in the northeastern coast of Nicaragua, bringing sustained winds near 150 miles an hour. The National Weather Service says Iota's landfall was just 15 miles south of the location where Hurricane Eta landed just 2 weeks ago. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding and landslides expected across portions of Central America as Iota moves inland. The hand recounts of ballots continues in Georgia with Monday's discovery of a number of previously uncounted ballots. 2,600 ballots were found in Floyd County that had not been tallied. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting computer system. Raffensperger tells Fox News the recount will be completed on time.
All going as planned, many of the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at here in a minute. But to find out more, go online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And let's listen to what they have to say.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. They have one, which is located in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And I would suggest that you take the tour at either one of the two. You either go to the one up in Massachusetts, if that's closer to you, or the one down here in Florida. All you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, before we go on with our report here, I'm going to go to the line, telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete. Good morning.
What did R?
The Great Reset. I think the idea with that would be to start at the top and work down, because it actually takes people property, universal income, all of those kinds of things. Cardinal Vigano had written President Trump a letter about it.
Yeah, back a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
The only people standing between the Great Reset and that is President Trump, and it gets rid of capitalism.
Yeah, it's socialism on steroids. Mm-hmm.
Written by Earl Schwab, and the October 22nd issue of Time magazine was dedicated to the whole topic. Of course, you can't find it now, but it's a big deal. And that election in Georgia, we really have to investigate those machines before that happens.
Well, it's more than that, but okay.
I just saw where they want to rejoin the Iran deal already.
Yep, of course, and there's more than that, too. I got more to talk about here, but
okay,
thank you very much, Mary. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And, you know, again, you can't make this stuff up that's going on right now. We're going to take half the troops that are in Afghanistan and pull them back to where we'll have about 2,500 troops now. That's what the president is saying. That's what the replacement for the former defense secretary, Mark Esper, his name is Christopher Miller. He was a special forces unit commander. He said to the troops, he says, it's time to come home. He shared his first message with U.S. troops after being appointed by President Trump to be the acting defense secretary, and his words were, it's time to come home. So we'll see what happens there. Home is not going to bring them all back. Apparently we're going to leave 2,500 behind. But many of the Democratic military people, advisors and whatnot, including former Navy Admiral and even people associated with General James Mattis are saying we can't bring the troops out of Afghanistan. We have to keep them there because it's just not ready. It's not time for them to go anywhere. That the people in Afghanistan still can't control the situation. Now, the Army over the weekend identified five soldiers that were killed late last week in a helicopter crash while on a peacekeeping mission in the Sinai. Our thoughts and prayers go out to them and their families, and it's never a good thing to have to get that knock on the door. And Israeli agents, acting at the behest of American officials, killed al-Qaeda's second-in-command back in August. We just found out about that yesterday, talked about it a little bit, in a brazen drive-by shooting in Iran's capital, according to a senior U.S. official. Also, two people were killed in an explosion at a VA hospital in West Haven, Connecticut. Wow. Not sure what happened there. They're investigating it as we speak. Now, General Hyten, who is with the Air Force, the embattled Joint Chiefs Vice Chair, announced yesterday that he will retire next year instead of seeking a new term in the Pentagon as the Joint Chiefs Vice Chair or the commanding officer, if you will, of the United States Air Force. So that's just not going to happen. By the way, military activity is picking up very quietly in the U.S. and Russian waters in the Arctic. A lot more attention has been drawn to the country's otherwise quiet boundary in the high north. There's oil up there, amongst other things, and a lot of increased military activity taking place, too. Former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, remember him? A Republican senator from Nebraska who became a Secretary of Defense under Barack Obama, says that Joe Biden knows Iraq as well or better than just about anyone. Well, I'd say his brother, Biden's brother, probably knows it a little better because he made millions of dollars in Iraq as a contractor. So I'd say he knows it a little bit better. By the way, Senate appropriators want the Army to move more quickly to buy vehicles capable of operating in the Arctic, according to its version of the fiscal 2021 defense spending bill, which was released back on November the 10th. Senate appropriators are also calling on the State Department to certify that a pending sale of F-35 Joint Strike Fighters to the United Arab Emirates would not threaten Israel's military edge or make U.S. military systems vulnerable to Russia or China. By the way, individuals interested in joining the Biden administration were asked to state their interest by the close of business on November the 13th. So if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. Also, former Chief of Staff John Kelly, remember General John Kelly, said his ex-boss has a duty to help Joe Biden securely transition for the sake of the nation. Okay, well, we know that. And the Senate Appropriation Committee's version of the fiscal 2021 defense spending bill looks like it's going to continue the shaping of the young Space Force with provisions of personnel and acquisition. By the way, Marines are going to play a very important part in the Space Force. Now, the Space Force is going to have what they're going to call Space Marines. As if 2020 hasn't bought us enough surprises, the U.S. Space Command announced that the U.S. military can now count Space Marines among its ranks, or something along those lines, as they are going to add Marines to the Space Force. Probably for security, want to bet? Probably for security. That's my thought. We'll see. By the way, Michelle Flournoy, the former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, has emerged as the frontrunner to take over the Defense Secretary once the presumptive Joe Biden takes office in January. And we'll see how that works out. And after consulting with senior military officers, a classified memo was sent to the White House this month expressing concerns about additional cuts and reduction in troops, including what was going on in Afghanistan. Might have been his ticket to ride, so to speak. We'll see. By the way, here's something interesting. It's been 35 years since Chaplain Major Charlie Shields earned his Ranger tab as a young private. In his time since, he served in many of the Army's top units. And exactly 35 years later, his son graduated from Ranger School. 35 years to the day. How about that? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, don't forget... the National Aviation Academy. Take a look at what they have to offer. If you're looking for work and you're looking for a meaningful job for years to come, that's the place to go. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VINYL-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. We thank her very much for doing that for us. It was a very nice thing on her part, 26 years with Fox News. And I first met her on September the 11th at the World Trade Center. That's where I met her. All right, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, remember, Balance of Nature's website is balanceofnature.com. And you can go there and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And you can save 35% on your order, whatever your order is. They are a wellness products company, and there's all kinds of things you can get there. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. I will tell you that I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules because I certainly don't get my normal requirement of fruits and vegetables, and this is one way to do it. And I know I don't eat enough of the right kind of foods, and this is a great way to get the nutrients you need in that respect. So all you got to do is go over there, balanceofnature.com, and while you're there, make sure you use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and use that to save 35% on your order. Now, their phone number to call if you want to call in and get an order is 800-246-8751. Now you got it all, balanceofnature.com. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good. And now, Smartmatic in Venezuela is related how?
Smartmatic? I'm not familiar. Smartmatic, is that a part of the Canadian company?
That's part of the voting system quadrant that we've got, along with Dominion and Premier, developed in Venezuela, otherwise sold to outside interests, came by way of Canada, yes. All related, again, Dominion, we know what we got going there. Premier, that's the junior version of Dominion, we know what we got going on there. And we have just got a huge mess in 25 states in the United States that are using those systems.
Well, listen, you know, I listened to Sidney Powell talk about these systems, and I mean, she knows obviously a lot more about them than I do, and how they've been used in elections and myriad of places around the globe to actually manipulate elections.
That's right.
And, you know, again, why anybody would develop a voting machine where you could, you know, change algorithms in it in regards to votes coming in, going to certain people rather than others. That's just nefarious stuff. And again, it's shocking. This comes from Canada. What's interesting, too, is just told that a lot of the tabulation's not even done here in the United States. She's saying yesterday it's done in Frankfurt and Barcelona.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, we can't count votes here in the United States? Who comes up with this stuff? So, again, it doesn't smell right. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, let me tell you this. In Georgia, for 3 hours, their voting system was online. Never was supposed to be online. And they stopped counting for 3 hours. And during that 3 hours is when the votes got switched around, changed, this, that, and the other. Because when they came back 3 hours later, the votes started going down and down and down and down. The lead for Trump kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It was obvious something screwy was going on. Now we find out the governor, Kemp, has been involved in hiring a lobbyist that was at one time working for Dominion, and had someone from Smartmatic also that worked as a consultant or something like that for the government there in Georgia. And there's money, apparently, that may have wound up in his campaign. I mean, this is just going from the ridiculous to the sublime.
Well, yeah, and you're starting to see other things, too. As last night in Georgia, magically over 2,000 votes were discovered. Now some issues in the state of Nevada,
yep.
Where, you know, you've got one local district that's been decertified.
Clark County, Las Vegas, yep.
Yeah, and so that they're going to have to throw out the entire race.
They actually decertified an entire local race altogether. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's obviously very, very big.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to see. I mean, this battle is going to continue on. And I said this from the get-go. I don't know who's going to come out on top in the end, but I certainly mm-hmm. like to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
You know, when Sidney Powell says that there's a possibility of a million votes being fraudulently cast.
More than a million. More than a million.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm thinking about this yesterday, and I was talking about it on my podcast. If that's the case, I mean, we've got, I mean, really, I mean, major problems with our country. I mean, we pledge allegiance to the flag, and we're supposed to set an example to the rest of the world. But we're gonna say that we're that type of country when over a million votes were illegally cast. I mean, what does this mean? How often does this happen? Has it happened in the past?
Well, it started back in 2008 and then 12 and then 16. It's got a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more when it comes to the machines.
Well, somebody could say it started back in, you know, the Kennedy versus Nixon with what happened in Chicago.
Could have. It could have. Yep, it could have.
This is something to me that you can't mess around with. This has to be done
yep.
the right way.
Yep.
People have to have faith in the system. If they don't, you know, it's kind of like a banking system. If people don't have faith in a banking system, then what happens is that there's a run on the banks. And then people take the money out of the banks and the system collapses.
Yep.
So we've got to get this right in some way, shape, manner, or form.
Speaking of things being a little upside down, do you know where Fulton County is in New York State?
Yeah, it's just a little bit to the east of Syracuse.
That's right. And Richard Giardino is the sheriff there.
Mm-hmm.
he is not going to enforce Governor Cuomo's guest limit. He says it's unconstitutional, and nobody in his county is going to be charged, arrested, or given a ticket by the sheriff in Fulton County. Nobody.
Well, he's not the only one. You got the other sheriffs around the state here, too, that are chiming in saying that this is ridiculous.
Good.
You know, with the sheriff of Saratoga County, Montgomery County, there's a bunch. They're going to continue following suit. And he's right. I think Giardino is also a lawyer as well. And he made the statement. He said, you know, a man's home is his castle. He said, this is not constitutional. I got to go on somebody's property if I have a warrant or that there's some sort of an emergency that is taking place. I'm going to use resources to go after people on Thanksgiving. And he's right. It's just stupid.
I'll tell you a little secret. They call the fire department and yell, smoke, I smell smoke in there, and here we go, and there we go.
Yeah,
That's how they do it.
Hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that that's what the police department's going to be doing on
They're going to
add to staff? I mean, you know that they're
no,
not
but I had to throw staff. That in there for a little humor, because that's what they used to do to us all the time when they wanted to get in somewhere.
I mean, you're not going to have a lot of the retail stores that, I mean, again, I'm totally against that. When you see retail opening up on Thanksgiving, to me, it's just a terrible thing to do. But you're not going to probably have that much of that.
Well, that's why we have Black Friday.
Yeah, but, you know, that's why I'm fine with Black Friday, even though I would never go near a store on Black Friday. But to be open on Thanksgiving, to me, is just sacrilegious.
I think I know 1 year when you did go by a store, because I remember you talking about, we did a show together. And I think you said, I'll never go.
Remember, I was making fun of the people that actually spend their lives that are camped out in front of those stores.
Yeah.
If you remember?
Yeah.
I would never do that. But, you know, I just thought that that's just, you know, absolutely ridiculous. You're sleeping out to save $100 on a TV. You know, you might have wanted to work over those hours you were sleeping out. You would have made over $100. I mean, the mentality behind this is just crazy to me.
All right, so this new vaccine that came out yesterday, obviously it's another huge breakthrough. This is two now in 2 weeks.
Oh,
Moderna.
Another one, 94.5%.
Yep. Even better than the one from Pfizer, huh?
And, the other good news in regards to this is also the delivery method is not as difficult as Pfizer's. Can be held in regular refrigerator temperatures and last for 30 days. Basically, from what we're hearing yesterday for Alex Azar, is that's about 40 million people vaccinated by the end of December and the entire country by the second quarter.
Yep.
Impressive.
All righty. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. His website. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things that he's got going. And coming up right after the top of the hour news, guess what? It's Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere. Bottom of the hour. Next hour, Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.